the Israelites just got out of bondage for 430, after 430 years, which is almost as long as it's been since the Vikings have won a Super Bowl. So it's a close call. I want to preach about examination of conscience. So in our lives, we kind of do examinations of conscience before we go to confession, and also often right before we go to bed, which makes sense, especially right before we go to bed. Okay, we look back on our day. This is where God was active in my life. This is where he offered me some blessings. This is where I rejected his blessings. This is where I failed to love and to act as I should. There's a more important, in a sense, time of day to do the examination of conscience. If you do examination of conscience just for like a minute, like 90 seconds, in the middle of the day, then that can have like a huge impact on how you actually live your day. Because if you do your examination of conscience at the end of the day, you get to look at your whole day as a nice complete whole, and you say, okay, this is where I sinned, this is where I succeeded, and God, I offer that to you. That's important. Keep that one. But in the middle of the day, if you look back just on the first half of the day, and you say, oh, wow, I've been a jerk this whole morning. You know, if you realize that at night, well, it's a little late, you know. But if you realize that in the middle of the day, and you say, God, I've been a complete jerk to everyone at the office or whatever, all day. Help me to, like, come to terms with that. And then you can even say, if you have a little bit more time, you can even dig deeper of, why have I been a jerk? Well, this person said something to me that was unkind, and I'm insecure. God, why am I insecure? Because I don't believe that you love me, and because my, you know, parents were mean to me once, blah, blah, blah. You go down the rabbit hole. But if you just take that moment of examination in the middle of the day, then God can enter into that day and change the course of that day, whereas before, otherwise, you just kind of go, you know, this way. You just kind of, If God gets in the middle of it, he can, and I do this myself and it works, he takes it and he takes you back up to where you want to be with that day. He infuses the day with grace so that you're not just a victim of your circumstances. That's a, you know, to have the life of grace working in your life, you're not just a victim of all the things happening around you. Well, I was mean because he did this. Yeah, of course he did that. But how do you respond to that? Do you respond just like everyone else does? Or do you allow Jesus to make your response divine as opposed to merely human? And the examination of conscience in the middle of the day allows the Holy Spirit to inspire and change the normal routines, the normal habits, the things that we fall into just by nature. He can elevate that and make our whole day change. So I encourage you on your lunch breaks, whatever you do, just take a little moment in the middle of the day and say, okay, God, where were you present today? Where did I, you know, experience you? Where did I fail you? And allow him to really like elevate the rest of your day and to offer that to him.